أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ونوحا إذ نادى من قبل فاستجبنا له فنجيناه وأهله من الكرب العظيم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat spoke to us of Lut alayhi salam. Allah spoke of the wisdom and the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with. Allah azza wa jalla spoke of his community, the city in which he resided, and the wickedness that they were involved in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how he saved him, he rescued him through the mercy and the rahmah of Allah. And whenever we experience any difficulty or we are going through any difficult time, always make dua to Allah to help us and to assist us through his rahmah. One of the most salient, well in fact the most salient attribute of Allah is that Allah is mercy. The rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most effective attribute of Allah to use when you are making dua, especially when you are in difficulty, is the attribute of Rahman and Rahim. One of the most effective ways of having a dua answered is by using the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam, Ya Arham Ar-Rahim. When you make dua to Allah, we know that he was infected with that illness and that disease for many years. And when he eventually made dua to Allah, the attributes that he used was Arham Ar-Rahim, Arham Ar-Rahim. And immediately Allah has fastajabna that. When making dua, using the attributes of Allah, very important. Ibrahim alayhi salam also, when you see after every dua that he made, وَإِذِ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Then what did he see after that? Two other attributes. Every time a Nabi made a dua, he ended up the dua using attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially at a time of difficulty, use the attribute of Rahman and Rahim. Oh Allah, through your rahmah, I ask you. Through your kindness, I ask you. You are Arham al-Rahmeen. You are Rahman al-Rahim. This is very effective. And Allah says, وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا. We admitted him into our rahmah. Who is that Lut alayhi salam? When his people were destroyed and when they suffered whatever consequences they had suffered as a result of the evil deed. There's a reason why this surah is called Surah Anbiya, and that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala briefly relates to us incidents from the lives of many of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah now speaks of Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam was the first Rasul, the first messenger. We won't go into the technical difference between Rasul and Nabi, but there is a difference between the two. The Rasul, a Rasul enjoyed a higher position than a Nabi. He was the first Rasul of Allah on earth, and he was the fourth. So you had Adam alayhi salam. Adam was followed by his son Sheeth alayhi salam. After Sheeth alayhi salam, many years later came Idris alayhi salam, and number four was Nuh alayhi salam. So he was one of the very, very early messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, wa Nuhan, and Nuh. Remember Nuh. Relate to them on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the incident of Nuh. Ibn Nada, when he called out for help. After 950 years, eventually, he realized that he could no longer have an influence on his community. 70 people accepted the message after 1,000 years of preaching. And then he raised his hand and he called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should now rescue him and save him from the evil of his community. Allah says, إِذْ نَادَى, he called out for help. Min qablu, Allah says much earlier, meaning much, much more earlier than Ibrahim and Lut. Allah spoke of them in the previous ayat. Allah says min qablu, much earlier than them was Nuh alayhi salam. Fastajabna lah. Allah says we responded to him when he made dua. Fanajjaynah, Allah says we rescued him, we saved him. Wa ahlahu, and his family, him and his family. Of course, one of his sons and his wife also, one of his wives and one of his sons. He had three sons. Two of his sons embraced Islam, one of his wives embraced Islam. But the other wife, she did not accept the message of Nuh alayhi salam, and also one of his sons. Apart from those two, all the other members of his family, Allah says, فَنَجَّيْنَا, we saved him and his family, مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ, from the great agony of that day. وَنَصَرْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, Allah says, we aided him and assisted him against those who rejected our sign. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ, Allah says, they were a people of evil. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ, how did we destroy them? Allah says, we drowned them. We caused them all to drown, ajma'in, altogether. May Allah grant us wisdom.